Supervisor Mitchell has not, and for some reason I still, John Marish, for some reason I still can't hear you, but we're showing that as you being muted on your end.
Okay, I think he's on the phone, so.
Let's see.
Jerry and Paul, I will have to be off here by 9:45.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Okay, thank you.
I'll revise my Ouija board, Margaret. Okay, let's go ahead and get started.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, one second.
Sure.
Doug, can you, John, we don't show you on the phone. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get Commissioner Mirisch's audio working. And there still seems to be an issue.
Hello?
There we go. John, we can hear you now.
Hi, John.
Great.
Great, thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Chair. I apologize for the interruption.
No problem. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Local Agency Formation Commission for Los Angeles County. Today is November 10th, 2021. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Paul, you want to do disclosure of campaign contributions?
I will. Thank you, Mr. Chair. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time, stating the name of the donor, the amount, and the date of the contribution. Seeing none, I'm going to move on to some announcements and then the swearing in of speakers. Today's meeting is being conducted pursuant to your commission's resolution of October 13, 2021, which authorized this meeting to be conducted virtually pursuant to Government Code Section 54953. All public hearing notices and the agenda clearly stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit written comments by email or U.S. mail. Any communications received after the agenda was posted are forwarded to the commission via email. We also monitor the LAFCO email, which is info@lalafco.org, during today's meeting. And any comments received during the meeting will be read or summarized by staff for the commission. Instructions on how to participate by phone or web were provided on page one of the agenda, which was posted to our website last week. LAFCO Council has reviewed the public hearing agenda and public hearing notices, and they have affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law as modified by the county's orders. For all agenda items requiring a vote, Commission Clerk Amber De La Torre will call the roll for votes. When a commissioner makes or seconds a motion, please do so and then state your last name so that we can record it in the minutes. With respect to the swearing in of speakers, staff has arranged for members of the public to provide verbal testimony during today's meeting. As is our practice, each individual speaker would be allowed up to 3 minutes for all agenda items, including public comment. To the members of the public who are on for today's meeting, and should you wish to speak before the commission, I am going to ask at the appropriate time that you identify yourself and the agenda item to which you are speaking. You may also indicate that you merely wish to be available should any commissioner have questions. When you are called upon, I would ask that you please eliminate any background noise so that the commission is able to hear you clearly. Our read is that there are two guests today, Shannon Ayala, who is with Davis Farr, our auditors, as well as Ian Berg, who is with Ide Bailey, LAFCO's accountant. Shannon and Ian, I know that you plan to testify today, so I would ask that you raise your right hand. And in the testimony that you may give before the commission, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
I do.
Great. Thank you so much. Again, I would like to remind the public that staff is also monitoring email throughout today's meeting. Mr. Chair, did you want to do the consent items, or did you want to move to the other item we had discussed previously?
Let's move to the other items, okay? And the other items is where I will virtually present some awards. First of all, Richard Close, it is indeed my great pleasure to recognize Commissioner Richard Close for serving 25 years on the commission. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors first appointed Richard in 1995. And despite changes in the County Board of Supervisors, the board has consistently reappointed Richard to the commission. This is a, to me, this is a tribute to his impartiality. A resident of Sherman Oaks, Richard is a partner with the law firm of Cozen O'Connor in Santa Monica. He is also the president of the Sherman Oaks Homeowners Association, an organization that he founded more than 30 years ago. And today, Sherman Oaks Homeowners Association is one of the most prominent and respected community-based organizations in the city of Los Angeles. One that frequently hosts federal, state, and locally elected officials. Richard was also the leader in the Valley Vote movement, the organization which sponsored the effort for the San Fernando Valley to secede from the city of Los Angeles. He is a leader in statewide efforts to prevent Sacramento from usurping local land use controls away from cities and counties. Richard played a prominent role in the wind down of redevelopment agencies, serving as the chair of the City of Los Angeles Redevelopment Agency Oversight Board. On the commission, Richard has played a very active role in special reorganization, the East Los Angeles incorporation effort, and the dissolution of the Sativa Water County Water District. Please join me in congratulating Richard for his extraordinary service to this commission.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Really appreciate your comments. I've decided as a supporter of term limits that this will be my last meeting as a commissioner. After 25 years, I think it's time for someone else to have the opportunity to represent the San Fernando Valley on the on LAFCO. So, as I say, this is my last meeting. With that, I'd like to make a couple comments. First, about Paul Novak. There was a little controversy when he was first hired as the executive director of LAFCO. At that time, he was a deputy for Supervisor Mike Antonovich. And he was competing against people that had years of experience operating in the LAFCO settings. And he had no experience. So it was shocking that he was able to become an expert so quickly in this process. This is a very complicated area of the law. And Paul, with no background in this area, instantly became an expert both in Los Angeles County, LAFCO, as well as LAFCOs throughout the state of California. So I want to thank him and his staff for the professional services they've provided over the years. And second to Jerry Gladback, we need to recognize the amount of time that he's put into the process. Not only as being chairman of the Los Angeles LAFCO, but being so involved in the process throughout the state of California. To be honest with you, prior chair people, their goal was to, let's put it politely, to get in, get out, and they're over and under was something like 8 minutes. Jerry has really, devoted a lot of effort and made sure that these meetings are professional and allow the public the opportunity to participate. So with that, those comments, I'd like to refer it back to Jerry, and I look forward to seeing you on webinars in the future as a member of the general public. Thank you, Jerry and Paul.
But thank you for your kind comments, Richard. You know, in retrospect, maybe Paul and I should not have brought this and given you a 25-year award. Maybe you would have continued on. Because you will be missed, Richard, on this commission. I know you'll be very active in all the other activities that you do, but I will miss you. Okay.
Well,
do great.
And thank you. And if you want to read a little more, read the story in the LA Times today about City of LA redistricting.
Okay. All right. Will do.
Mr. Chair, I just yes. I wanted to hold up. We will get this out to you, Commissioner Close. This is the commemorative plaque. We will mail this to your home.
Thank you.
Again, congratulations, Richard, and thank you for all your efforts. I know the Valley Vote, or whatever it was called again, Valley Vote Movement, you put tremendous effort in that, and you're a real community person, Richard, and community goes from small community to big community. So thank you again.
You're welcome.
All right, back to you, Paul.
I would now like to defer to Commission First Vice Chair Don Deer, who will make the next presentation.
Thank you, Paul. It is my pleasure to recognize Commission Chair Jerry Gladbach for serving 20 years on the commission. Jerry is an elected member of the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency. He served on the agency and its predecessor agency, the Castaic Lake Water Agency, since 1985. The Independent Special District Selection Committee first appointed Jerry to the commission in 2001. He has now served on the commission for 20 years and as chair from 2005 to present. He presided over lengthy public hearings involving the cityhood proposal for East Los Angeles, the commission initiated dissolution of the former Huntington Municipal Water District, and the commission initiated dissolution of the former Sativa County Water District. Jerry served on the CalAFCO Board of Directors from 2005 to 2013, and he was the president in 2011-2012. Recently, he served as a member of the CalAFCO's Ad Hoc Dues Committee on Dues, that was 2018-2019, and worked to garner the support of other LAFCOs for the final product proposal. CalAFCO has recognized his service twice, once as the Outstanding Commissioner, and recently with his highest honor, the Lifetime Achievement Award. Staff will be mailing Jerry Gladbach with a commemorative plaque, noting his 20 years of service to LAFCO, and I know all of my fellow commissioners say, Jerry, congratulations and thank you.
Well, thank you, Don. Thank you. To let you know, I got 5 more years before I'm termed out, so.
Okay, good.
And I will use them, okay?
Good.
Okay, continuing on. It is also my pleasure to recognize Gerard McCallum for his 10 years on the commission. He was, of course, appointed to the commission in 2011 and currently serves as the commission's second vice chair. He formerly served on the Board of Commissioners of the City of LA Department of Water and Power. Unfortunately, he was there after I left. And the City of Los Angeles Citywide Planning Commission. Gerard is a senior project manager with WMS Partners, where he is currently working on the new stadium for the Los Angeles Clippers. Go Clippers. And previously, he was responsible for the construction of the Rams SoFi Stadium. On behalf of my colleagues, I want to please join me in congratulating Gerard for his 10 years of service. Thank you, Gerard.
Thank you. And I can't believe it's been 10 years. I feel like I just started.
You got 15 years to go.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And thank, go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is the frame certificate. We need to get them signed. As soon as it is signed by the chair, we will mail it off to you, Gerard.
Last but not certainly not least, it is my pleasure to recognize Supervisor Janice Hahn. Unfortunately, I don't think she's here today, right, Paul?
That's correct. She was unable to make today's meeting.
But this is in the records for serving 5 years on the commission. Supervisor Hahn was first elected to LA County Board of Supervisors on November 8th, 2016, and she was reelected in 2020 to her second four-year term. The Board of Supervisors appointed her to LAFCO in December of 2016. She represents the fourth supervisorial district, which includes the coastal communities from Marina Del Rey to Long Beach, as well as the inland communities from Lakewood to Diamond Bar. Sometime I'm gonna have to find out how they did that district. The prior to her election, she served as the US Congresswoman for the 36th district and on the City of LA Council, representing the 15th council district. Please join me in congratulating Supervisor Hahn for her 5 years of service. And staff will be sending a frame certificate to Supervisor Hahn. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Commissioner Deere as well for those presentations. Item five is consent agenda. There are four items. Staff recommends one motion approving items 5A through 5D.
Move approval of consent.
This is Don Deere, second.
Okay, any discussion? Any public comment, Paul?
No.
Okay, you wanna do roll call, Adriano?
Today, Amber De La Torre will be filling in as clerk. Amber, if you could call the roll, please.
Hi, Amber.
Hello. Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Merritt?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Aye.
Chair Gladwell?
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, Amber. Okay, Paul.
I just did want to note for the record, and I apologize, I didn't have at the moment, but at 9:11 or so, Commissioner Mitchell joined the meeting.
Okay. Welcome, Commissioner Mitchell.
Item 8A is the Sativa Water System Annual Report. Staff regrets that there were errors associated with the posting of this item. I will take all the blame. That was on me. Once the error was identified, I did reach out to County Public Works staff and their attorneys to let them know they did not need to be present for today's meeting. Staff recommends the commission continue this matter without discussion to your meeting of January 12, 2022.
Do I have a motion?
I'll second the motion again, Don Deere.
Okay. Any public comment, Paul?
No.
Okay. Amber, you want to do roll call, please?
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Merritt?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Amber.
The next two items, items 8B and 8C, those presentations will be made by Deputy Executive Officer Adriana Roma.
Good morning, Commissioner. As we have approached for our photocopy lease.
Adriana, I can hardly hear you. I don't know if it's me or.
No. Is that better?
That's better, yeah.
Okay, good. Sorry about that. So good morning, Commissioners. So we have approached the end of a five-year lease term with our current vendor for copy services.
Amber, Adriana, you're going yes. away.
Mm-hmm. Let me try again, sorry. So we have approached the end of a five-year lease with our photocopy services vendor. And consistent with our commission's procurement policy prior to extending the existing contract or entering into a new contract. Staff must engage into a competitive solicitation process. Staff has obtained 4 quotes from 4 different vendors as outlined in the staff report. Please note that one of the vendors, Canon, has since lowered their lease price and it is currently subject to negotiation.
Adriana.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're having a hard time.
Adriana?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, you're fading away.
Maybe I should call in.
No, you're okay. Just stay closer to the microphone.
Yeah.
Let me move my keyboard tree in so I can. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that again. So, yes. I'm sorry. One of the vendors, Canon, has since updated their lease price, and as you can see on your screen, they have lowered it substantially. And this is subject to negotiation with this executive officer, and this is consistent with that. Now, still considering the specifications and features of the photocopier, the estimated monthly charges per copy, the location of the vendor, staff is recommending that the commission enter a lease with Canon for providing the best value of photocopying services at a cost of approximately $2,900 annually, which is lower than initially quoted. And please note that switching vendors would result in annual savings of approximately $1,800 per year.
Adriana?
Yes?
Get closer. You do good now, okay?
Sorry. So there are cost savings of about $1,800 for switching vendors. And at this time, staff is recommending that the commission select Canon Solutions America as the photocopy vendor, subject to a successful negotiation of a lease agreement, and authorize the executive officer to execute the lease for the Canon Image Runner Advanced copier with approval of LAFCO Council.
Okay. Are there any questions of Adriana?
I have a question, Don Deere.
Yes.
They're not recommending the lowest bid. Why is that?
Canon Solutions of America is a local vendor. It's closer and the machine appeared to be slightly superior. That is why we're going with Canon, because they are located in Glendale and Advanced Copy Systems is located out of Redlands.
Right. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Any other questions? Is any member of the public there, Paul?
There is no members of the public.
Move approval of staff's recommendation, Finley.
Is there a second?
I'll second, Don.
Okay. Amber, you want to do roll call, please?
Yes. Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Merritt?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Aye.
Chair Gladbach.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, Amber. Adriana, when you talk, when you get close to the mic, you come across good, but when you move away, it's hard to hear you. So,
okay.
Like that. That's great.
Okay. I feel like I'm up close and personal now, a little too much.
Yeah, right.
It's when she turns her head, I think, to read from her other computer screen.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yes.
I sense that. I could relate to that.
The little glitch is a virtual meeting. So I'm going to present the independent auditor's report for fiscal year 2020 and 21. Just note that after my very brief presentation, Shannon Ayala, a principal with Davis Farr, will present the auditor's finding in a little bit more detail. Following her presentation, Ian Berg, LAFCO's certified public accountant, will be available to answer any questions as well. So just to note, in this year's audit, Davis Farr, the auditing firm contracted for auditing services, has provided a favorable opinion of LAFCO's financial statements. There were no deficiencies in internal controls, nor were any or were there any instances of noncompliance or any material misstatements found? A copy of the independent auditor's report for fiscal year 2020-2021 is included with your agenda packet. Staff is recommending for the commission to receive and file the enclosed independent auditor's report, audited financial statements, and associated documents for fiscal year 2020-2021, ending June 30th of 2020. And that sums up my presentation, and Janet Ayala is here to present on behalf of Davis Farr now.
Thank you, Adriana. Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
I want to make sure you can hear me okay before I continue.
Loud and clear.
Okay, great. So we have completed the audit for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2021. We found LAFCO staff were very well prepared for the audit and helpful during the audit process, as well as the consultant from Ide Bailey. We issued an unmodified opinion dated October 29th, 2021, which is the highest level of opinion that can be received, that indicates that the financial statements and footnotes are presented in accordance with accounting standards and do not contain any material misstatements. During our audit, we evaluated internal controls over the key accounting cycles, including cash receipting, cash disbursements, and payroll. And as a result of our evaluation, we're pleased to tell you that we did not detect any material weaknesses or significant deficiencies in internal controls. And we also did not detect any errors in the accounting records, as Adriana previously mentioned. LAFCO reported an increase in net position of $146,213 for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2021. And the general fund expenses of $1.5 million did exceed the approved budget by $32,000. However, this was due to a contribution made to the OPEB trust during the year. The financial statements are consistent with the prior year. However, there was an increase in the deferred outflows related to pension as a result of the contribution I previously mentioned, and also an increase of $350,000 for the net pension liability. That concludes my prepared comments, but I'm happy to answer any questions you have about the audit or the financial statements as well.
Thank you, Shannon and Adriana. Does anyone have any questions for either Shannon or Adriana? If not, do I have a motion to approve?
Finley, move approval.
Or second?
Don Deere seconds.
Is there any public comment, Paul?
No, there is none.
Okay. Amber, would you like to roll call, please?
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marich?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Amber.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I did want to recognize Shannon. Thank you so much. For those of you who don't know, Shannon is actually at the Orange LAFCO meeting this morning in person, nope, presenting their audit. And due to our great relationship with Orange LAFCO, they provided her with facilities there to access our meeting today. So that allowed both commissions to hear the audits today rather than one of us having to wait until January. So thank you again, Shannon.
Yes, and thank you for the accommodations. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you, Shannon.
Your next item is item 8D, the proposed commission schedule for 2022. Your agenda package includes a list of proposed meeting dates for next calendar year. We have verified that there are no conflicts with state or local holidays or with any religious holidays. And with that, staff recommends that you approve the proposed commission schedule for 2022.
Okay, do I have a, go ahead.
I move approval.
Is there a second?
Second, McCallum.
Okay, any public comment, Paul?
No.
Okay, Amber, you like to do roll call, please?
Yes, Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marich?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, Amber.
Item 9A is the legislative update. The legislative update summarizes activity on next year's omnibus bill. Staff recommends the commission receive and file the legislative update.
Do I have a motion, please?
Finley, move approval.
Second?
McCallum, second.
Is there any public comment, Paul?
There is none.
Amber, would you like to do roll call, please?
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marich?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, Amber. Okay.
Item 10, your agenda package includes a copy of a letter appointing Bill Cruz to conduct the elections for special district representatives on my behalf. In May of next year, the terms for Commissioner, for Chair Gladbach and Commissioner Matthews will come to an end. So this is presented for, so again, I've appointed Bill to conduct the election on my behalf. It may seem a little bit early, but he will be starting in December so that that election can be concluded before May of 2022. The item is presented for informational purposes only, and there is no commission action required.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Are there any questions of Paul on that? Okay, does any commissioner have a report on a meeting or any activity they've been to on behalf of the commission?
Gary, it's your backbencher, David Lesser.
Just
a brief report, and that is that I did view the CalAFCO webinar, the new era state of the state in terms of water and fire issues and what it means for LAFCOs. Obviously, these are significant issues that LAFCOs and policymakers throughout the state are going to be facing, and with implications for all of us, mainly fires and water issues. But it was extremely interesting, and I was grateful to attend it. I'm making a disclosure because LA LAFCO pays a membership fee to CalAFCO. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Does anyone else have a report? Okay, moving ahead. Paul, on your report.
Yes, a written EO report is included in your agenda package. I do have one item that I would like to request some assistance from the commission, some direction. Your next meeting, because you have canceled the December meeting, your next meeting will be on January 12, 2022. Given certain issues you have with noticing, it would be appropriate to make a decision ahead of that meeting, whether that meeting will be virtual or in person. If the commission is comfortable with it, you could delegate that to Commission Chair Jerry Gladbach, which would allow a decision to be made in early December. Our notices under law have to be mailed out no later than 21 days ahead of a meeting. So in order to do that, we need to know whether or not people access that meeting in person or remotely. I can also share with you that the Board of Supervisors is reviewing, my understanding is that they are reviewing in-person versus virtual on a monthly basis. So that would also give us more information about what the board is doing with the hearing room.
Any questions of Paul? Okay. Is there any public comment, Paul?
There is none.
Well, I assume that was the end of your verbal report, Paul.
There was one additional item, I was looking for direction on that one of whether or not the commission wanted to allow the chair to make that decision for the January meeting.
This is Lori Brogan. I think we should have defer that decision to the chair.
Is any objection?
No, I don't have an objection. Is there a possibility of a hybrid for something like that or no?
We have not developed, we do not have the technology to do a hybrid as of yet. So I think we would likely go to in person and then work on the hybrid aspect of that. We are somewhat dependent on our friends at the county who are supporting us on the technical side.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair, as we talk about hybrid, I just had a briefing with the CEO's office yesterday, and when we do go back, again, you're right, we'll be making that decision on a monthly basis. It's our expectation that we'll go back in a hybrid format where department heads will be able to participate remotely if they so desire, and we're gonna try a hybrid approach to public comment, both, you know, those in person, because we will very likely still have, you know, limited in-person capacity with regard to those who are able to come into the boardroom physically for public comment.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor. That's very informative. I think more and more entities are going to hybrid, mm-hmm. if possible. We're studying it at a water agency, but it raises a lot of, it's not as easy as it sounds, so.
Right, and, okay. And there's costs, there's added costs as well. So we all have
right.
to consider that reality.
I can yeah. certainly, I can certainly assert, or let you know that we will be working closely with the Executive Office of the Board of Supervisors on all of those issues.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear to us that allowing virtual testimony is an inevitability with state law. And so sooner or later, we're going to be required to do it. But to the extent we can accommodate virtual testimony, we will, of course, do that. The only other comment I did want to make is that this is our last meeting of 2021. So on behalf of your staff, I wanted to take the opportunity to wish all commissioners happy holidays. And given the current state of the world, a safe and healthy 2022.
Yeah, right.
And that concludes my report. Staff recommends the commission receive and file the executive officer report.
So move. Thank you.
Is there a second? Do I have a second?
Second, McCallum.
Second. Mitchell, second.
Thank you. I assume there's no, well, is there any public comment, Paul?
There is not.
Okay. Amber, would you like to do a roll call, please?
Yes. Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deer?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley? Commissioner Finley?
She had to leave.
She had it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marriage?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, Alicia. Is there any public comment, Paul?
There is not.
Okay, as you can see, the next meetings are January 12th, February 9th, of 2022. I can't believe this year's gone almost. On behalf of myself, but I guess, and the commission, I thank staff for all of your help throughout the year, and wish you a great, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it. And happy holidays and happy new year. And to all the fellow commissioners, thank you so much for all your support. I appreciate it. And John, we did. I enjoy.
I will, Jerry. I always bet on the under when it comes to you.
Okay.
I wish it were that easy in football or any other kind of sport.
Thank you.
I'm trying to find a phrase of I should be a bookmaker or something, but I would lose my shirt. Congratulations, Gerard, for your 10 years of service, and Richard, an awesome 25 years. And Richard, you will be missed.
Oh, thank
you
very
much. You've been a great influence on me, and I appreciated everything that you've done for me. So thank you.
Okay.
Jerry?
Yeah.
If I may just say briefly about Richard, it's been a wonderful honor serving with him, and I admire everything he's done for his community, for his neighborhood, and I wish there were more Richard Closes. We need more, all of us need more Richard Closes and less Sacramento in our lives.
Absolutely, yeah, right. Okay, with that, the meeting's adjourned, so. I'm trying to go to 952, John, but I.
The under. Good work. Bye now.
Take care.
Bye now. Thank you, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving and holidays to everybody, and Happy New Year.
Happy holidays.
Take care.
Thanks.